And yes, welcome to the Valley Talk program on this Wednesday, May 31st, here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, AM 1260, 105.7 FM, as well as on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. Welcome into the studio. A pretty familiar face, voice, Tommy Hugson. Tom, how you doing?
Good, Bo. How are you?
Doing good. It seems like I just talked to you yesterday.
You did.
Oh, that's right.
You did.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so, well, we're going to be talking about the Erskine Water Carnival and people say Memorial Day is kind of the unofficial kickoff of summer. Around here, I think it's the Erskine Water Carnival, personally.
Well, you know, we are the first carnival of the carnival season, and we're proud of that. It's 67 years now. Of the Water Carnival. We had the 1 year during COVID, but then everybody did that year.
Yep.
But the committee's done a fantastic job putting together all the activities coming up. One note this year, it's kind of sad to say, but the midway that we always got for the Erskine Water Carnival, from what I was told, sold out.
Oh.
And I don't know if it was retirement, or lack of workers, whatever, and another company bought them out. Well, what happened was the company that bought them out had them scheduled somewhere else.
Oh, no.
So we got news of it back in January that we wouldn't have a midway. And people said, well, just get another carnival group. Well, it's tough to do because you're in a rotation. And once you're on the rotation, you're there every year, like the Fertile Fair, Normal County Fair, Pennington County Fair. So, it isn't like just call up another carnival to show up because they all go south during the winter and they work their way north.
Yep.
And then they finish up. So like when you get the big shows up here, they'll split up and do like Polk County, Thief River. They'd split the big carnival up into groups and then they all converge, I think, at the State Fair in Minot. So with that being said, we're going to knock the carnival down to 3 days this year rather than four.
Okay.
Like we did in the past. Because in the past, we would actually start it up on Thursday night. Pretty much just the carnival rides and let them work out any kinks before they really got busy.
So you're bold and a little dangerous if you're riding those rides right away.
Right away. We were the guinea pig, make sure everything worked right. So this year instead, the carnival is going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and 3 days of the Erskine Water Carnival. And to supplement for the absence of the amusement rides, we are going to bring in Jump for Joy inflatable bounce houses, and we'll have them there, the bounce houses for the kids, Friday from 4 to 9, and then Saturday from 9 to noon. So we'll have that there. And then also what we've got for the kids, too, to supplement is the Water Wars.
Oh.
Kind of fun activity for the kids. And with your forecaster showing for Erskine and Crookston in northwest Minnesota, maybe a shot of water won't be too bad.
Yeah, it looks to be a little bit of a scorcher here, so some water will be nice.
So we'll have Water Wars Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the bounce houses will be there just Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. The carnival would be on Sunday as well in the past. But once the parade started, they started tearing down because they had to take off for another location. So there really wasn't amusement rides going, after the parade anyway. So that's what we got new this year for the Erskine Water Carnival, the committee. I have attended a lot of the meetings, pretty much all of them, due to just time constraints and things like that. But the committee, from what I've seen and what I've been told, hats off to that committee for getting this all put together for this upcoming weekend.
No, yeah, it's such a great event and so many things going on. And as you said, too, hats off to the committee for turning around. And as you said, you can't just all of a sudden just call up another carnival this within the year. If you had a year maybe to plan, maybe a little more likely. But, I mean, a six-month span, that's still just impossible to get a midway. But those bouncy houses, I'm sure, will be plenty busy still.
Oh, for sure.
And that's just, again, one of the many activities going on. That's just the new stuff you talked about. What about kind of your normal scheduling you have?
Well, on Friday, for the start of the Water Carnival, we'll have the bouncy houses and the Water Wars on Friday. There's going to be a beanbag toss tournament starting at 6 o'clock on Main Street, co-ed. And also there's the Miss Northern Pike contest. It's kind of cute. That'll be 8 o'clock on Main Street as well. And then Friday night, there's a free street dance. Live music featuring the Bad Campers will be from 9 to 1 on Main Street. Bad Campers, locally known. They do a lot of northern country and rock. And they're really a fun band. They'll be doing that free street dance from 9 until 1. On Saturday, for June 3rd, A couple of the favorites coming back, Take a Kid Fishing Day, mm-hmm. and that'll be on at Cameron Lake right in downtown Erskine. No licenses are required for the kids, but a child must be accompanied by a parent or guardian while their child is taking part. And then afterwards, the participating kids and parents will be served a lunch, and prizes will be awarded. Lunch is served by the Winger Lions Club for the participants, and registration will be from 9 to 10 Saturday morning, and then fishing from 10 to 11:30. Also on Saturday, it's the Big Fish Run, 5K, 10K run walk. Registration 8:30 to 9:15 Saturday morning in front of American State Bank. The race will start at 9:30. Supporting the Pioneer Foundation, organized by Team Erskine Cares, and $20 per person, or maximum if you want to run the whole family, is $50.
Okay.
Also on Saturday, the best baked contest bowl. You'd like this.
Ooh, that's it. The run, I kind of lost interest when you talk about that running, but this sounds like more up my alley.
Right, my alley too. Anyway, it's the new best baked contest, bars, pies, things of that nature. And that's going to take at the community center starting at 9:30 on Saturday morning. And if you want to get more information or get registered for that with your prize baked good, give Aaron Green a call at 687-2157.
Now, do they have judges for that yet? I'm available. I'm just saying.
If somebody passes, I'll give you a call.
That sounds good.
Then for the kids on Saturday, too, it's the Backseat Driver Contest. That's on Main Street. Registration at the food stand right there by the post office. That gets underway at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Also on Saturday and Sunday, there'll be a flea market craft show. People come to town, set up their vending items, crafts and such in the downtown area. And that's from 9 to 5, both Saturday and Sunday. For more information on that, contact Angie at 218-280-1959. Also on Saturday, the four-man scramble golf tournament. That's always a pretty full contest on the Oak Lake Golf Course. Shotguns start at 9, prizes for the top three teams. Contact Oak Lake Golf Course for registration, 218-687-4653. I don't know if it's full yet or not, but you might want to give them a call. That's always a fun one, too. There's going to be face painting in the American Legion Park right on Lake Cameron Saturday from noon to 2. And then new this year to the Erskine Water Carnival live, it's going to be the Summer Splash.
The Summer Splash?
Minnesota Independent Wrestling.
Ooh.
They call it the Summer Splash.
All right.
So it's going to be professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It's at the Erskine Community Center. The doors are going to open up at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. The first bell will ring at 7.
All right. So what's your axe name?
Big Bopper.
There it is.
The Big Bopper.
Yeah.
You won't recognize me, though, all the mask on.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Leotard's a little tight.
Oh.
But anyway, that'll be Saturday night at the Erskine Community Center. Doors at 6. Bell will ding at 7. The Summer Splash Minnesota Independent Professional Wrestling at the Erskine Water Carnival. Then also on Saturday night, don't forget, another free street dance featuring Catalyst live music. That'll be from 9 to 1. And then they take a break about 10:15 on Saturday night, and that's when we have the fireworks show over Lake Cameron.
Of course.
That's about 10:15. The band will take a break, and they usually do a good show because it's their first outing of the year as well.
Oh, okay.
So we get our money's worth because they're trying new items for their upcoming season of fireworks. So Erskine usually gets a benefit of a extended fireworks show.
Wow.
So it's pretty good on Saturday. Then on Sunday, it's another busy day. There's going to be a coin dig for the kids at the beach starting at noon, sponsored by Olson Gravel and American State Bank. Comet Baseball, the amateur baseball team, is going to be taking on the Holly Hawks at 3 o'clock at the Winnie Mac School ball field. Have you been there to do game before?
No, I haven't, actually.
Nice field up
there.
Yeah. Classic car, tractor, and bike show on Sunday. That brings out quite a few. Tailgate party and show starts from noon to 4 right on Main Street. All vehicles, tractors, and motorcycles are welcome. Contact Andy Schimpel for more information at 218-280-3100. There's going to be bingo at the Commercial Club on Sunday from 1:30 to 3:30. 15 games for $5 per card. Play for cash and prizes. Also, kids' turtle races on Sunday. This is always a
turtle
fun
Turtle races.
One. Turtle races are fun. They start at 1 o'clock on Main Street, and turtles will be provided, so you can't bring in a ringer.
Oh, well, there goes my shot. So I have bets on one, and there it goes.
There you go. And then the kids' tractor pull will follow that. That's always a good one, too. You've seen that in Crookston
here. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of kids compete in that. That'll start following the turtle races at 2 o'clock, the Kids Tractor Pull on Main Street. Also on Sunday, bigger and better than ever, is the big Grand Parade. That'll start at 5 o'clock. Starts off by Grace Lutheran Church, comes right down Main Street and dissembles, or whatever you call it, by the cafe. Mm-hmm. And always a good one. Lots of candy, lots of prizes, lots of good things for you to be at there. And that's the big Grand Parade at 5 o'clock. And then it's kind of the party on the patio, the wrap-down party at the Deuce Bar and Grill on Sunday night, starting at 8 o'clock till closing. That's when everybody kind of goes,
yeah.
And the volunteers and everybody get together and talk about the whole weekend and how things went. Also, there's going to be lucky tickets for $3,000 in cash prizes. You'll be they'll be drawing those at 7 o'clock on Main Street on Sunday night, and you'll be able to get tickets throughout Erskine on that drawing as well. And then each day they're going to have split the pot drawing, tickets sold each day as well, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's going to be a beer garden. In lieu of the carnival not being there, we're bringing in more food stands.
Ooh.
Oof to Tacos will be there.
Classic.
They're a classic. We're going to have a dunking stand as well. And then one thing that's really gotten big in Erskine is the bicycle giveaway for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the bike giveaways will be on Saturday and Sunday. This year, Bo, the town of Erskine, Minnesota came through. We're giving away 32 bicycles.
32?
32 bicycles. We're going to have 14 drawings. 32 bicycles will be given away at the food stand. So on Saturday, drawings will be held at noon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Just about every hour, starting at noon through 6 o'clock, go to the food stand. You'll get a ticket 15 minutes prior to the drawing. And Boys and Girls Bicycle Giveaway. On Saturday, they're sponsored by Groceries Plus, Erskine Fire and Rescue, The Deuce Bar and Grill, Fortman Grading, E&J Grocery Wines and Spirits, Smaby Construction, American State Bank, and Erskine Agency. Then on Sunday, the bike drawings are again starting at noon every hour through 6 o'clock. Get to the food stand 15 minutes prior to the drawing and get your ticket, giving away more bikes again on Sunday. And the Boys and Girl Bike Giveaway on Sunday is sponsored by Lakeside Building Center, Nescafe, Shane's Landscaping, K&S Construction, Northern Customs Auto Repair, School Art, Tuan's RV Park, and Clubhouse Child Care Center. 32 bicycles we're giving away Saturday and Sunday for the kids at the Erskine Water Carnival.
The community of Erskine really came together for that one. That's awesome to see that. And what are the weight limits on these bikes?
The weight limits?
Yeah.
They're kids' bikes.
Oh, okay.
Kids' bikes.
Shucks. All right.
So, and they're pretty excited. They get that bike and eyes light up. But 32 bicycles will be given away this year in Erskine on Saturday and Sunday. So lots of things going on. Once again, we're sad to say no midway this year due to the situation that they sold out or retired. And then just to try to get on schedule with somebody else for next year. Because once you lose that rotation.
Oh, those spots are very, people want them. There's probably a waiting list. So, yeah, it's tough to get out. But, again, out of your control. And I think most people understand that. You know, it's not like you guys just forgot to book it.
That's for sure.
Yep, so
lots of things to do. Water Carnival this year, 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Bouncy Ounces for the kids and Water Wars Friday and Saturday, and Water Wars again on Sunday. Bouncy Houses will be there Friday and Saturday. Free street dances Friday and Saturday night. The big parade on Sunday. The car show on Sunday, noon to 4. Lots of things going on. And it's all part of the Erskine Water Carnival. And don't forget, the Summer Splash. Minnesota Independent Professional Wrestling at the Community Center on Saturday. Doors open at 6. Bell rings at 7 o'clock.
That's the thing. A lot of new things this year, too. I mean, you have your classics, your tried-and-true events for the Water Carnival, but it's always exciting to see what the committee thinks of and brings in. And again, 3 days this weekend. And so, again, most of the events are downtown, correct? Right? Downtown
most of the events are taken. They'll be all downtown. Baseball's out at the baseball field.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But in the golf course, of course, for the tournament. But everything else is basically downtown on Main Street. So come on in to Erskine. We're going to have lots of food trucks, things of that nature. And we're just looking for a rain-free weekend because, you know, we always make joke of the Water Carnival. You know why they call it the Water Carnival?
Yep.
Because it's going to rain.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's hopefully we keep it away. And a note, too, the Commercial Club in Erskine is going to be having 2 days of fun, July 21st and 22nd. we're bringing back Wojo's Rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to have a rodeo in Erskine on July 21st and 22nd. So thanks to all the sponsors. You know, the small community of Erskine, it's one of those towns where you gotta get something done, whether it's by prizes or donations or whatever. You get on the phone and pretty much everybody says, what do you want?
Yeah.
How much do you need?
It's not a, I don't know. Yeah. It's what do you want? I mean, I got this and this, you know, they're just open arms and giving.
And it brings a lot of people in. Of course, in the summertime around the lakes, it brings a lot of people in. So we're looking forward to it. The 67th Annual Water Carnival in Erskine. It's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And for all that information, that's too much to remember for one. So is there a Facebook page or website?
Erskine Commercial Club Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Go there and you'll pretty much have everything is on there and tell you what time things are. And just going to be a fun time. And we're looking forward to it. And like I said, keep the rain away.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tommy Helgeson, once again, joined us here on the Valley Talk program, talking about the 67th Annual Water Carnival over in Erskine this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a lot of great events and new events. As I said, the classics as well. You really can't go wrong spending some time over there, some good food. And again, if they're looking for a judge for that baked good contest, keep my name in that ring. But otherwise, anything else, or do we cover all the bases? There's a lot of them.
I think we've covered everything.
Okay.
Kind of went through it in a hurry, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, most of what's going on in 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's going to be a busy times here, so get out there, enjoy it, and again, hopefully the weather, hopefully just cooperates a little bit. That would be the ideal situation. Well, Tommy, thank you for your time, and have a great Water Carnival weekend yourself. I know you'll be plenty busy over in the Ness, and I'm guessing you're probably helping out with some other things as well. I mean, you're just all over the place out there, so.
Yeah, we're going to open up the Shake Shack this weekend, too, so we'll have ice cream going on
you're
gonna
this need
weekend.
That. We're
opening her up this weekend for the season. So Bo, KROX Radio, for all your help and everything you guys do to help promote Water Carnival, we appreciate it. Thanks for having me on this morning.